This is a follow-up visit for patient Abdullah Al Tafi, ABDULLAHALTASHI. Date of birth is 4/14/95. Date of accident is 5/2/2020. Date of service is 8/11/2023. The patient again arrives for a follow-up evaluation to the office, advanced pain care, today for review. His caseworker is with him, and he reports the same complaints of severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to the right arm and right leg, all along as a globe-like fashion, as well as pain in the left forearm and pain in the right shoulder. Some pain in the right knee is also reported. This all happened due to a motorbike accident when he was collided into an expedition who made a sudden turn on the left side, leading to his flying in the air and injuring himself. He underwent a surgery for the right forearm, ulnar fracture for the stylet process. Later on, he also underwent a surgery for the right shoulder. His range of motions are completely normal on the right side at 180 degrees, although the patient reports that he is having severe pain. Patient has pain 9 to 10 in these areas. He reports he cannot walk and he is riding a wheelchair. His MRI for the cervical spine was normal. His MRI for lumbar spine is normal. His MRI for the right knee is normal. His MRI for the right shoulder shows post-operative status and change. I am not able to find his pain correlating with his symptoms. His ADLs are reported affected 10, which I am not sure I agree. He reports only 10% relief in the pain, which I also am not sure is that true. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review, for additional history. According to him, his things are worsened. Pain medication, none are being given. Substance abuse, none is being given. So compliance history is yes. Physical examination, blood pressure is 117/75, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 7/25/2023. Dictation number 0822-013. Please use the general review and musculoskeletal examination only. And the right shoulder exam. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the same medication, which is naproxen. Naproxen. Flexeril, Acifex, Lyrica, Wellbutrin, which seemingly is having good time with him, helping him. Tylenol, codeine number 4, one pill a day, 30 tablets are provided for PRN use for the rest of the 30 days. It is taxed to the discount. After reviewing the discount pharmacy, after reviewing the maps and the labs, patients provided with a compounding cream to help with the topical pain relief in addition to lidocaine, consisting of lidocaine, diclofenac, clonidine, gabapentin, amitriptyline, pentoxifilin. He is provided with naltrexone 1 mg capsule twice a day for further pain relief. He is referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard for orthopedics for re-evaluation of his issues. I personally do not agree that he has got pain anywhere, especially in the shoulder or the neck or the lower back, but he's complaining. He's referred to chiropractor care also, and I do not believe I'll be providing any more pain management for him. I'll also terminate his physical therapy. All he qualifies is a psychological therapy and a neurologist care for his headaches. Other than that, he doesn't qualify for his attended care. And that'll be all be terminated. Thank you.